Good morning. Coming up here on 910 on the Mighty 690, and the boil water advisory we just told you about for Galena that was issued a couple minutes ago. Well, now it's rescinded. So I think, because Chris was saying that might be the shortest boil water advisory ever issued. It was 6 minutes long. So I don't know. They said there was a water main break in Galena, and now it has been rescinded. So disregard. So anyway, well, speaking of water, we do have some coming down. We had some storms moving through overnight, and we got another line of storms coming through and getting into Bartlesville here right now. Caney got some rain coming down. Independence and Cherryvale got some rain, and we'll get a few more drops here in a moment. Caney Westbrook joins us now from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. How you doing, Caney?
Well, I was smart. I brought my umbrella.
Yeah,
so
you were.
Just I must have known that the rain was coming in. So
yeah, it's good stuff on there. So yeah. You just have returned from business over breakfast.
I did.
How'd that go?
It was great. I was a little worried because it's the, you know, Wednesday after 4th of July and festivities. I thought, well, is anybody going to be awake? But, hey, we had a great crowd, lots of announcements. So I will share a few of those with you now. So Caleb and John from the radio station kind of kicked us off. They were our sponsor today. So a couple interesting things for your audience probably didn't know. But number one, KGGF itself has been here since 1928. Well, not here in this building.
Yes.
Has been
in
around.
In existence.
Yeah, so that was awesome. One of the things that John shared with us today was just a challenge that's happening with AM radio right now. So there's legislation to try to make sure that the manufacturers fix cars, because right now there are some, basically if you have an electrical car, your frequency can be messed up. The AM can mess up the electrical car. And so they're kind of trying to pass the buck on fixing that to the consumers, and instead we want them to take care of it. So I'm probably preaching to the choir because we're on AM right
That's
now,
right,
but
right.
You know, AM is the primary source of communication, especially when you have a national disaster or, you know, emergency alert system. So it's one of those things we can't give up, and so we just have to fight that battle with the Goliath and tell them to take care of that, right?
Yeah, that's a lot of alert listeners know you. This is the only way to reach so many people, because it's FM. You'd have to have, you know, 20 FM stations to cover the same footprint we do with one AM station.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed on that, and we're working with legislators to see if we can get that passed. So we also had Jim Correll from Correll Coaching talking about the IBRC and Network Kansas, which is kind of a gap financing tool for our county to help small businesses, and also talked a little bit about the entrepreneur mindset classes that he offers. And basically they empower people to think differently and solve problems and just kind of do big things. So it's a mind shift in your brain, but it helps, really is a great class, and I wish everybody had a chance to take that. So if you want to know more, contact Jim Correll. All right, some other things. So we had Country Kimber come. She's a new business that I talked about a few weeks ago. She came and talked today about her business. So one, of course, is the unique paint splatter room that they offer, which we are probably the only small town that has one. I mean, I know they have one in Tulsa and Joplin, so it's pretty cool that we have one right here in Coffeyville, Kansas. So if you want to have a fun, unique party, you contact Country Kimber for that. Also does craft parties, craft class, and of course she's an amazing baker. So I love Kimber. So she was talking about her new business. Few other things going on. So we had Jim talking about the Kiwanis Corporate Buckout Challenge, which happens on the Thursday of the Fair and Rodeo. And they are looking for mechanical bull riders and for businesses to sponsor the rider. And it's only $50, and that way you can sponsor a typically, it's anywhere from kind of young kids, like 10-year-old, up to, you know, 20s and 30s. Actually, the age is endless. So
sure.
Anybody wants to get on
that? I think even Chris is going to give it a shot, which is going to be great.
That's going to be awesome. Yeah. I love it.
He needs to find one to practice on now, is what he says. So.
I don't even know where to go.
I don't know.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Amy talked about the murder mystery at the mansion, which is on July 28th. We've talked about that a few times. Only 9 tickets left. If you're interested in that, get your tickets in right away, because like I said, they're down to the last 9 tickets. But what a fun night that's going to be. I'm so excited. Rachel from the public library talked about another unique event coming. They're doing a fundraiser, and it's an escape room. So July 18th through the 22nd, grab some people and come into the escape room. The proceeds will all go to the summer reading program. So I'm interested to see how that turns out.
That's really cool.
I love escape rooms. They're so much fun. Another date to put on your calendar, save the date. September 29th is when the Midwest Pregnancy Center does their annual banquet. This is a big fundraiser they do to help fund this very wonderful and much needed organization in our community. So tickets are only $30 and they are on sale now, but that'll be on September 29th. So we had Ron Bryce here today talking about the Midland Theater and his coffee, of course, Wayward Son, because all the proceeds from that coffee go towards the Midland Theater. Construction's finally kind of moving along, and right now, if everything goes well, by the end of the summer, they plan on having some events in the theater. It's the ballroom and the concession area and a couple other areas that are going to be complete, so some small events. The theater itself is not complete. That'll be the next phase, but at least a few events will be able to go on in there, so excited about that. And then we did have Lauren Osborne talk about a training that's going to be coming here to Coffeyville. It's the Veterans Community Green Zone. It's just going to help support and provide jobs for our veterans. That'll be on November 17th, so mark your calendar if you would like to attend. And also, we are looking for a few sponsors to help make that event a great event. So those were all the breakfast announcements, but then I have a few others.
Okay,
so
okay.
Today will be the day of all kinds of good
stuff.
That's
good.
So you probably already knew about this, but Roosevelt Drive is going to be closed this Friday. So today's Wednesday. Yes, on Friday, July 7th, from 7:30 to 12:30. If rain happens and they're not able to do it, we may reschedule. But as of right now, don't go down there to do your morning walk or jog because it's going to be closed down to clean up by John Deere employees. They're going to be cleaning out brush, trash, fixing some benches, doing all kinds of good stuff down there because Roosevelt Drive is such an asset to our community. So really grateful for businesses like John Deere that will help keep it looking great. So thank you. If your company or organization is interested in doing a community project, you can contact the chamber for ideas or resources or connections, whatever. I can try to help. We've been trying to help John Deere out and get them all set up and ready to go for that big day. So we're excited about that.
Well, and I know once, I believe, school starts and everything, there's always students looking for community service projects and that sort of thing, too.
Yeah, so if your group's got something, that you know, whether it's the next couple months or 6 months down the road, let me know, and then I can get them connected to those students. So that would be great. Last month, we shared the announcement that Thomasville Homes broke ground on several new houses. The first round of homes are scheduled to complete in October, so not really that far away. And they're available for purchase. So if you are looking for a new home, these are going to be wonderful, beautiful homes, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. You can check out the Facebook post from Thomasville on the specs, the details, and everything. Or let me know, and I can send you the details on that, too. So very, very excited about that. We need new homes in Coffeyville. Save the date. Dalton Days are back on October 6th and 7th. And the Dalton Board, I know, is working hard. They are way ahead of schedule this year. They've already got a tentative schedule out. So if you want to see that, let me know. I think we have it on our community calendar, but if not, we'll get it up there soon. But they're adding more events all the time, but already a full slew of activities happening that weekend. So mark your calendars, October 6th and 7th. J&D Meat Market not only is a really good store for Hispanic groceries, but they have fresh produce, an amazing meat counter. It's where I get all my, anytime I want to do fajitas especially, I go down there. But they just have everything. And now they're offering some healthy options. They partner with Blue Cross and Blue Shield to get a grant so they can do some coolers and some healthy options. And so on July 6th, which would be Thursday.
Yes. Tomorrow.
I was like, today. They're kind of having a come and go from 12 to 1 to learn about and see the store and all the new things they've got. And you get a free taco. So got to stop in that day for
sure.
Hey,
absolutely. Who doesn't like tacos?
Exactly. Too bad it wasn't on Taco Tuesday, but
Taco Thursday is acceptable.
It'll work. Yep. You probably have heard about the Coffeyville Rock Snake. So if you haven't, get a rock, get creative, paint it up, and add to the snake that's at 1205 West 9th, which is the Fresh Start Youth Garden. All types, all sizes are welcome. Even more cool, I think, I just mentioned Country Kimber earlier, the designs. They're doing rock painting parties. So get a group of kiddos together, friends, and she'll organize a rock painting party and help you with it. And then you can go put them out there on that little snake garden. So it's growing every day. Coming up July 8th, Gillum's is having a customer appreciation day from 11 to 2. And I know you guys actually have a live remote there, right?
Yeah, I believe we do. Yeah, yeah. So it's going
to
be good.
Yeah, they're going to have giveaways and food and all kinds of stuff just to celebrate kind of the transition when the Gillum's himself retired. And they're doing great. There's some new fuel pumps at the Bartlett Co-op. Go check them out. They have clear diesel, dyed diesel, which I'm not really sure what that
That's
is.
That's like for farm, like it's basically between on-road and off-road use.
Okay.
So, you know, you can't run a dyed diesel. It's cheaper for farm use. You can't run it in your street vehicle.
Right. Yeah, so okay. And they also have kerosene. So clear, dyed, and kerosene. So, but they got new fuel pumps. Go check them out at the Bartlett Co-op. That's really neat. I'm excited about that. Couple last quick announcements, and then I'll talk about some events and we'll be all wrapped up. So the Chamber is working on the 2024 community guides, and it basically that community guide showcases all things Coffeeville. We have over 1200 copies that we distribute later in the year, and it's also will be available online. But included in the guide is our membership directory and a buyer's guide. So if your business is not a member of the chamber, then I tell you what, this is the time to get signed up and join the chamber. That way your business is listed in that directory. Like I said, it goes out to 1,200 people. It's also online. So it's a really good way to get your name out there. This is also the time when we are working on the new enrollment and rates for the Chamber Blue Insurance Program with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. If you want to know more, if you want to participate or just find out more about it, if your business is looking for health insurance, just contact me. I can get you the link and all the details on that. So that's all the announcements. And real quickly, just some events coming up. The biggest one, of course, Summer Celebration.
Yeah.
So everybody, lots of fireworks this weekend and a lot of good shows all around the region this weekend. But Coffeeville, of course, is unique because we do ours after the 4th of July. And by doing that, we're able to have the biggest fireworks show in Southeast Kansas. So we invite everybody to come down next Saturday to Coffeeville all day. There will be crafts and games. There'll be food trucks, a car show, a 5K, bands. I mean, you name it, it's probably there that day. And then, of course, the big celebration. Hopefully, the rain goes away by Saturday. Let's cross our fingers.
Yes.
On the 11th is an Alan Cunningham performance at the library. The 13th is Cedar Bluff Camp Bingo Night. They got bingo, concessions, and just all kinds of fun. VBS with First United Methodist starts on Wednesday the 12th and goes through Friday. Lots of fun for the kiddos. If you get registered now, then you ensure your kiddo gets a t-shirt in their size. So make sure to get signed up as soon as you can this week. On the 15th is the Breakfast Fellowship at New Vision Church. And then on the 16th, if you want to go to a birthday party, at the Brown Mansion, they're having Violet's birthday party. So it's an ice cream social, silent auction, celebration. So those events and a whole bunch more that's coming up in July are all on the community calendar. So just go out to the Chamber website and check it out for details on anything that I talked about today.
Okay. Well, always a good update, Candy.
Yeah.
We always like it when we have business after breakfast because you're over breakfast because we get
so
all the events.
So. I know.
Good deal on that. Well, hey, thanks so much for stopping by.
Absolutely.
And look forward to chatting again here this next week and enjoy Summer Celebration. And I'll see you out there.
Yes.
All righty. Well, Candy Westbrook here on the Mighty 690, Chamber of Commerce Director for Coffeeville. And we have more open line on the way here on KGGF. So we'll be right back right after this.